What's doing at Parramatta?
I was at Parramatta this morning, Dan. It was interesting because obviously the Michael Gordon thing's been in the news this week, Michael Gordon's future. And Brad Arthur left the door open a little bit. He said that, you know, it's unlikely to happen, but he's not shutting the door. And it's my understanding Michael Gordon's gone to the Players Association about it just to point out where he stands. And this is not over. It may be over by early next week, but right now there's a chance he may still go.
To explain this, he wants to go immediately to Parramatta before the round 13 deadline, and Cronulla are saying no, and you're ours this year.
And by going there, he gets a one-year contract extension. At the moment, Cronulla has said there's no extension on the table.
But that's Cronulla's prerogative, isn't it?
And so what's the Players Association going to do about it?
Well, he's just finding out where he stands on it, Gerds. I mean, obviously,
he's got a contract with Cronulla, hasn't he?
If he's got a promise from someone at that footy club that he can leave and can negotiate, surely that gives him some standing, doesn't it? If the coach, for example, has said to him,
yes,
you're free to go, you're free to negotiate,
yeah,
does that not give him some standing, some recourse?
I wouldn't think so if he's got a contract that he signed for another
year. Coach has said to him, mate...
Well, who runs the club, the coach or the CEO?
Well, that's probably one of the issues at the moment, isn't it, at Cronulla?
Yeah, well, it's an issue for Michael Gordon.
Very clearly, Gordon doesn't want to be at the Sharks anymore. You had a situation, you had signed with Penrith and you were still the Dragons, and that relationship ended quickly. So is it a situation where it just can't work? Once you commit to another club, once you and the club have decided we're going to part ways sooner rather than later, it's just best to cut and run?
Oh, I don't think so, Dan. I think at that time we were losing games, so obviously it made it a lot harder. But for me, I know that St George were interested in a trade for Luke Walsh at the time, a straight swap. I don't know what Parramatta, how they stand with a player swap there, but once I said no, I wanted to play the year out. And that wasn't sort of met with, obviously, glowing reference, so I ended up in London. But I think on the Gordon case, if he wants to go and can get a further year to his deal, the Players Association should be standing behind him and saying, look, Michael Gordon, you can further your career here, and Cronulla aren't probably going to extend him anyway if they're looking to shop him around. Yep. Why not let him go?
But what if they use him again this year?
Why is that
in the finals,
problem?
What if they get an injury to one of their back three? And
someone's offered him up to start with, haven't they? Someone said, I reckon they've gone to him, look, we're not going to extend you next year. Feel free to look around. That's how things usually happen now. Yep. Feel free to look around. He's looked around and gone, someone from Parramatta's gone, mate, we'd love to have you here. Mm. Try and get out this year and we'll give you an extra year on top of that.
What's going on at the Eels? You've got people swapping urine. You've got a halfback crashing a car and
that was apple juice.
Well, the halfback's an interesting situation too, Dan, because I don't think this will happen, but I don't think that club will stand in his way if he finds another club before June 30. Now, not necessarily in the NRL. I think the issue if he stays in the NRL is maybe there's some salary cap implications, but I think they'd be happy if he found a club in England. Again, I don't know whether that will happen. But
how
I'm
long has he signed for?
This is it. This is last year, Chris Sando.
Oh, so that's the end of him, isn't it? Surely.
He won't be getting a new deal out of him. And I suppose they think, well, again, it's a bit like the Mick Gordon situation. If they say to him, Chris, if you can find a contract somewhere else next year or for the next 2 years, we'll let you go early.
So there's no way he's going to get the 550, that's obvious, at Parramatta. Are they not even going to offer him a cursory 200 or something?
As it stands, Dan, I'll be stunned if they made him an offer, as it stands right now.
Good decision, Gerds.
Oh, look, it's hard at the moment. I think it's been a pretty turbulent ride, bumpy old ride for Sandow. He's showed lots of promise. He's probably had three or four really good games this year, and each one of those they've won. But consistency's been an issue, and I think they need to move on without him. They've obviously bought in some quality halves next year. They've got a guy Corey Norman, who I rate highly, and they're looking at Gordon, so the writing's on the wall.
You got 20 seconds,
very
Freddie.
Quickly, Trent Hodkinson off contract. I expect a deal to be done at Canterbury for him in the next couple of weeks. And Paul Gallen, that saga's been going on forever, but again, he's a couple of weeks away from a new deal at Cronulla.
Oh, thank the Lord. All right.